I used to like to put puzzles together. And those of you who have a hobby of putting puzzles together, you know this experience where you get a piece and you're like, I know exactly where that goes. And then you put it where you think it goes and it doesn't go there. So you go to the piece right next to it, no, it doesn't go there either. You spin it around, you put it, doesn't go there. And I remember one time, it's probably 2 weeks ago, where I saw a piece and I was like, why doesn't it just go in this piece? But sometimes that happens where we just get so frustrated that why doesn't it fit right there? But I was thinking about putting a puzzle together when I was reflecting on that second reading that we just heard, that God puts a puzzle of humanity together with each of us, with our distinct shape, with our distinct talents and abilities, and He has a place for us. And if we try to jam ourselves into a place that we don't fit, then we're probably going to be miserable. We probably don't have to think too hard about people that we know that are miserable, that are that way because they think, look, if this was just a little different in my life, or if I had this job, or if I lived in this city, or if I had this house, then I would be happy. But we know that if they did have those things, they probably still would not be happy. My friends, God designed us, and He made each of us for a special reason, for a special purpose. And each one of us were handcrafted by God for something particular. And what's beautiful about this reflection in the second reading is that we are the body of Christ, that we are all uniquely different, and we fit in to God's family in a specific way. And when we come together, when we worship, when we pray, we are beautiful because we are the body of Christ with all of our talents, with all of our gifts, with all of our abilities, and we come together to make God's family really beautiful. Now, that brings up a couple of things about the family of God, is that when we're not here, if we just come to church occasionally and we say, hey, look, I got nothing better to do on Sunday, I'm going to go today. Or if we decide, well, we're going to stay at home because we got something else to do that's more important. When you are not here, we suffer because we're less. We're only complete when all of the pieces of the puzzle are here together worshiping and praising God. If you know somebody who's been away from the church for a while, maybe it's been a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a neighbor, I'd encourage you to tell them, look, we miss you. We miss you when you're not here. We need you here. We need you to be a part of us so that we can be together, so we can be complete, so we can be this full entire puzzle, the body of Christ gathered together with all of our unique talents and abilities. That's why we come before the Lord, to glorify Him. To glorify Him in the gifts and the talents and the abilities and the prayers and the needs that we have, we come here so that we can be full, so that Christ can be our head and we can be the parts of His body. We each have a special role to play. We each have been created for a special purpose, and God invites us all. He invites us all every week to be here to praise and to worship Him. And it's also a reminder to us that in our lives and those unique gifts and those unique talents that He gives us, we're called to share those. We have several different ministries and opportunities for you to share those gifts and talents. Not everybody's a CCE teacher. Not everybody's real good at working with the poor. But each one of us has a different gift or ability that we can offer the church. And so if you feel like, oh, well, maybe I'm not using my gifts as I should, maybe I have some more to offer, then I'd encourage you to pray and reflect. What can you offer to the Lord so that the body of Christ can be complete? If you feel called to some ministry, take a bulletin, look at the list of ministries that are there, and call the people in charge and say, look, I'd really like to help out. I have this gift, I have this talent, I would love to share it with the church. I would love to share it with God's holy people. Now, my friends, in the gospel today, Jesus knew exactly what His purpose was in life. He knew what He was supposed to do. He says, look, I have come to bring liberty to the captives. I have come to bring sight to the blind. It's the love of our Lord Jesus that He shares with us in the gospel. And we are very blessed that He knew that was His role. How much different would the world have looked if Jesus said, you know, God's calling me to do this, but you know what? I'd rather play rock band all day. I'd rather be a celebrity, a professional athlete. It would be much different. But Jesus knew who He was. He knew who He was created to be. And He lived that out in His life. And we have a gift of everlasting life, the promise of salvation that's given to us because Jesus knew what he was created to be. He knew what he was created to do. We come before the Lord tonight asking him to help us understand what gifts he gives us. We ask the Lord to help us to bring those gifts to the kingdom of God. We ask the Lord to continue to help us be aware of our own gifts so that we can share those with the world. We also celebrate this week Catholic Schools Week, which is a wonderful way that we continue the work of Jesus and his ministry. Catholic schools have a long tradition in our world and in our country. The Catholic Church helped institute the university system in the 12th century by saying, look, we want to give people a chance to learn about all disciplines, and English and art and architecture and math and science, and we want them to be able to learn together. And so they established the university system, which is what we still have in place today. In the United States, the first Catholic school was founded in 1606 in St. Augustine, Florida, when the Franciscans started the first Catholic school. Thanks to their contributions and to all the holy men and women that have made education possible in the United States, today in the U.S. we have 7,000 Catholic schools. We have one right here at our own parish. And we're very blessed that we have the school students here to continue to learn the work of Jesus. And we're very grateful for the parish, for all your support for the Catholic school. And we're also blessed that all of us who have received a Catholic school education, that we've been able to be instructed by the love of the Lord through our Catholic education. What I'd ask is that if there are any students here of, let's see if we have any Catholic school students here at St. Mary Magdalene, raise your hand. Raise your hand real high. Keep your hands up, because I'm going to ask you. Put your hands up if you're a student right now in St. Mary Magdalene. Keep your hand up. All right, if you're a graduate of St. Mary Magdalene, put your hand up. If you are a graduate at any point in an elementary school and Catholic school, raise your hand. Keep your hands up. If you went to a junior high school and Catholic education, raise your hand. If you went to a university and Catholic education, put your hand up. Raise your hand. Keep it high. If you went to a Catholic seminary, keep your hand up. Everybody, now if you went to Catholic school, look around at all the people who have their hands up. Now, every one of you who have your hands up, that represents a huge sacrifice. Somebody in your life, your parents, your family, they made sacrifice to put you into Catholic school. If you are a product of Catholic school, I'd encourage you to thank your parents for making those sacrifices to send you to Catholic school so that you could learn about all the wonderful things that you get to learn in Catholic school, specifically our religious tradition and the foundation of Christ's love in all that we do and all that we say. If your parents aren't around anymore, say a prayer for them. Say a prayer for the sacrifices that they made. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrifice to make Catholic school possible. But all of us who had our hands up, we recognize how much of an impact we have on the church. That those of us who were educated in Catholic schools, that we continue to share what we learn with the church so that it can continue to grow, continue to flourish. So we pray this week in thanksgiving for Catholic schools. We pray in thanksgiving for all of us who have learned from the Catholic education, and we pray that it may continue. Now next week, the Catholic school here at Mary Magdalene, we have the wonderful, awesome fundraiser called Steps for Students. It's going to be a 3-mile race downtown in the streets. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be like 8,000 students running in the streets going to do this race. So if you're interested in participating in the race, if you're interested in supporting it for the school and for their education, I'd encourage you to come and see me after Mass. It is a wonderful opportunity. If you feel moved in your heart to continue to support Catholic education from the gifts that you've been given, I'd encourage you to talk to the school about making a donation. But we're blessed here at St. Mary Magdalene for all the parish support that we have for the Catholic school. As we continue today to worship and glorify God, we ask the Lord to help us to continue to understand how we fit into the body of Christ. Being aware of our talents, being aware of our gifts so that we can share those with the world, so that we can share those with others.